Nestle's Quick for the greatest tasting chocolate milk and those famous Nestle chocolate bars present Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Visions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy are testing a new spaceship out beyond the Saturn orbit. Suddenly, they find themselves on a collision course with another spaceship.
That pilot must be crazy. He suddenly changed vector right toward us.
He's not trying evasive action, so it's up to us. Fire starboard rockets.
Commander, he's still coming at us.
Half that ship is a robot-controlled guided missile. If you don't blow it up, it's going to hit us. Stand by to fire space torpedoes.
Standing by, sir.
Fire number one.
Commander, the torpedo controls are jammed. We're going to crash.
We'll return in just a moment with today's exciting Space Patrol adventure, The Image of Evil. Got big news today, Space Patrollers. Exciting news for all of you. So quick, get pencil and paper and keep them ready by your radios. Because in just a little while, I'm going to tell you how you can get the latest, the greatest, newest surprise Commander Corey has for all of you. And here it is, the new Cosmic Rocket Launcher. An exact pocket-sized model of the giant rocket used by Commander Corey in today's Space Patrol adventure. Specially constructed of sleek, durable plastic, this neat rocket is a big 6 inches long with a snap-on double-deck scout car. It's positioned on a break-proof nylon launching cord 33 feet long for distance flight. You can send it on its way by pressing the trigger on a stainless steel launching gun. And it travels down that cord with trigger-fast speed, hits the target and wham, automatically launches the scout car. Yes, sir, a cosmic rocket launcher of your own means lots of fun, lots of action, too. So, Space Patrollers, stand by. In just a few minutes, you're going to learn how you can get your own new sensational cosmic rocket launcher. And now, today's Space Patrol adventure, The Image of Evil. In his central office in Space Patrol headquarters on the man-made planet Terra, Commander Corey examines a model rocket ship of unique design. Hearing voices at the door, Buzz carefully places the trim model back into an Endurium case labeled Top Secret as a civilian literally forces his way into the offices despite the protest of Cadet Happy.
Hey, just a minute.
I've got to see Commander Corey.
You can't just barge in here.
No one else understands.
All right, what's this all about?
This man just pushed past the guard at the end of the hall.
Now, hold on, one of the
time. I tried to stop
him. It's all
right,
Happy. Now, mister, let's have your story.
Believe me, Commander. I wouldn't have forced my way in here on purely personal matter. There's something you ought to know right away.
Now that you're in here, let's have it.
Commander, Prince Bacarati has escaped.
Prince Bacarati? Why, he's
I
in the...
I saw him at the Lowell City spaceport the Mars.
Who are you?
You think I'm crazy, don't you? Well, I'm Aaron Sarkane of Jupiter. And I can refer you to several prominent people who will vouch for my sanity and my reliability.
Mr. Sarkane, I don't doubt your sincerity, but Prince Bacarati is undergoing treatment at the Criminal Rehabilitation Center on Venus. He's been there for months. He won't be released or cured for nearly a year.
Yes, yes, I know that. But I also know that the man I saw was Bacarati. Believe me, if there was the slightest doubt, I would merely have reported my suspicion to a minor authority on Mars instead of coming directly to you.
If Bacarati had escaped, I wouldn't blame you for being concerned, but I think I can ease your mind. Rehab personnel center will give us an answer.
Personnel section, Agent Grayson.
Commander Corey here, Grayson. I need some information.
Yes, Commander.
Where at this moment is Prince Bacarati?
Why, he's still with Venus rehab, sir.
Yes, I know, but at exactly what stage of the processing? Check with Venus and call me back immediately. Corey out.
Yes, Commander.
Now, Mr. Sarkane, if Bacarati had escaped, Rehab Personnel Center would have been notified.
Appears I've made somewhat of a fool of myself, Commander. Still, I'd spare the man I saw was Prince Bacarati.
Then you knew Bacarati personally?
No, didn't. I have no dealings with the man. But I have met him some years ago. He's not the type of man one easily forgets.
I agree with you, Mr. Sarkane. However, with several billion people in the solar system, there are bound to be similarities.
Yes. I don't know which is the great, and my embarrassment or my relief in knowing that that monster isn't loose. My apologies.
It's all right, Mr. Sarkane.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My apologies to you, too, for that I am.
Forget it.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
Poor guy. He really thought he had a hot piece of news.
Yes. And he's not at all the excitable type. Well, that's surprising. Oh, speaking of surprises, I've got one for you, Hap. Open that box.
Yes, sir. Hey, top secret.
All right. Here we are.
Wow. A model rocket ship. And what a beauty. But what's that other gadget?
That's a launching device. This is a model of what you and I are going to test in a couple of days. The Cosmic Rocket Launcher.
Oh, so this is the secret project that Saturn tested.
Right. An important new exploration and space search tool, Happy. See how the scout car attaches to the under part of the rocket ship?
Yes, sir.
Well, that scout car can be released to make short auxiliary searches or rescue missions. Here, I'll show you what I mean. I take that book with you. Turn the class cover and hold it out at arm's length. Now, from your side, please.
Like this, sir?
That's fine. Now, I'll put the rocket ship and the launching mechanism.
Oh, it works something like a gun.
Now, this model does, yes. Now, I'm going to fire the rocket at that book you're holding. Now, watch what happens to the scout car.
Hey! The rocket ship released the scout car when it hit the book.
Mm-hmm. The release mechanism is in the nose of the rocket ship. Naturally, on the actual ship, the scout car can be released in several different ways. Proximity, detector, manual controls, and the ship or scout car.
Oh, that's a wonderful gadget. May I work it once?
Yes, sir, huh? Now, hold it a minute. Headquarters, Mandatory here.
This is Grayson, rehab personnel, sir. I've got the data on Bacarati.
All right, Grayson.
This Bacarati is in the suspended animation section, Venus Rehab Center. Now undergoing stage 5 of the correctional therapy process.
Electroreassociative orientation. No one could get him out of that.
Right, sir. But that wasn't why your question surprised me a while ago. We've had 4 reports from various parts of the solar system of people who were certain they'd seen Prince Bacarati.
So. Over what period, Grayson?
Oddly enough, those people making the reports weren't in the crackpot category. For all of them to be true, though, Bacarati would have to be on 3 different planets at the same time. Not even he could do that.
You're right, Grayson. Well, thanks very much, Corey. Out.
Well, that settles that. Bartain sure was imagining things.
Perhaps.
Perhaps?
I'm just thinking. Bacarati has been out of circulation for months. Now, within a short period, several people think they see him.
Some distance from Space Patrol headquarters on Terra, 2 men are in earnest conversation. The larger man grins evilly. Aaron Sarkane speaks.
Well done, Mr. Commander. Prove to me that I was right. It couldn't have been Prince Bokarati that I saw.
I pretended to be embarrassed in that.
Good, Sarkane. Now I can move about openly.
Thank you. I'm glad it's over. Believe me, it isn't easy to crash into Space Patrol headquarters and lie to Commander Corey.
The bigger the lie, the less the risk. Tyrants through the ages have proved that. And now, with my twin brothers safely in the Venus Rehabilitation Center, I can take over. I, Zoltan Bacarati, can come into my rightful heritage as the true Prince Bacarati.
I mean, the other Bacarati is an imposter, a youth serpent. But that is your twin.
You, Sarkane, being a commoner, a peasant, won't understand. Once my family ruled Jupiter and controlled most of the other planets.
Yes, I know history, Your Highness.
How sweet it is to hear that sound. Although my brother and I were twins, I was born first by about 10 minutes. But my evil twin was ambitious and conniving. He cheated me out of my birthright. Before he was 14, he vanished into obscurity.
I fear that my very life. I lived under another name, I must say. And your brother will do it.
Yes. But now. Now he's in the Venus Rehabilitation Center. Now is my chance. I will become more powerful than he ever dreamed of being. And unlike my brother, I can move freely from planet to planet.
Because of your brother?
Yes. It took me years to find him. Innocent, law-abiding men who look like me, and my twin brother. And I have hired men like you to report to the Space Patrol unit that Prince Bacarati has escaped.
And now the Space Patrol is so tired of the reports that even the real Prince Bacarati would appear without being there.
I am the real Prince Bacarati?
Of course, that's what I mean.
Some of my brother's secrets are in the Space Patrol pocket. In a code, the Space Patrol hasn't been able to break.
But wasn't your brother in the Venograph test right after he was captured?
Yeah. But the papers weren't discovered until my brother was in the rehabilitation center under process. Your job, Parkin, is to get those papers out of the file.
I guess. Only authorized agents are permitted.
I know that. I have an exact duplicate of the credentials of the Space Patrol courier. You will pose as the courier. You will go to the record division, section 18.
to give me a pain, Commander. They turned in a 10-page report on what I had for breakfast. This one, for example.
Oh, you're filing Lieutenant Woodney's report, huh?
Yes, sir. Our patrol pilots blast a couple of spaceships full of crooks, and they tell the whole story in a 10-word spacergram. And then a messenger like Lieutenant Woodson writes a novel about his wallet.
Lieutenant Woodson was only following orders, Captain. He suspects somebody of tampering with his credentials. Certain identification cards seem to be in a different order on the wallet.
That's important.
Remember, he has access to the records division. That's considered important enough to alert the records division guards against forged credentials.
Oh, well, it just seems like a lot of red tape to me. I guess I've got the cosmic rocket on my mind.
I know, sure. Well, as soon as we get this routine work out of the way, the sooner we'll blast off for Saturn. A surface car pulls up in the deserted parking area close to the Space Patrol Records Division building. Aaron starts in and touches an empty briefcase. Gets out of the car.
Suppose they stop.
They wouldn't stop you.
You're wearing your Space Patrol Lieutenant's uniform.
You got the proper credentials. Just act natural, Foxy.
Yes, but I'm Mr. Carlson.
Don't worry. These clerks work by numbers. They won't even know that you're getting Prince Baccarati's papers. And if they do, well, you got a ray gun. Now get going.
A few moments later in Space Patrol headquarters, Commander Story and Cadet Happy are reviewing the cosmic rocket launcher operations procedure. On the emergency intercommunications alarm sound.
Just a moment, huh?
Yes, sir.
Headquarters, Commander Corey here.
Records Division, Section 18, Section Sergeant Martin report, sir.
Yes, Sergeant.
Response to alert order HQ 1732, I will report to me.
Go ahead.
The courier is here in this section, Commander. He presented identification card number SPCB00687, the number on the alert order.
Is this man with you now?
No, sir. I'll let you back in corridor H, file section. No.
Hello, Sergeant. Sergeant Markham. Come on, Happy, get to the elevator. We're going down to the records section.
Swiftly, the elevator drops to the lower levels of the Space Patrol headquarters building, and Buzz and Happy hurry down a deserted corridor of the record division.
Now this way, Happy, here's section 18.
Yes, sir. Hey, Commander, look, it's the guard.
Sergeant Markham.
Someone slugged him when he was on the intercom, huh?
And cut off the connection.
Chances are, whoever it was, he was coming.
All right, get your ray gun ready.
Yes, sir.
Hold it right where you are.
Commander, it's Sarkane.
All right, Sarkane, what are you doing in that uniform?
I couldn't explain everything, Commander.
What have you got there? Give it to Happy.
Yes, here you are.
Yeah, and I'll just take that ray gun, Sarkane.
He got in here with Lieutenant Woodson's duplicated credentials. What was he after, huh?
They're these papers. They're the undeciphered code on Prince Baccarati.
Well, Sarkane, you seem to have an unusual interest in Baccarati. You tell me you've seen him on Mars, and now you sneak into the file section with false credentials.
Commander, I need your help. Listen to me, please.
Sarkane! Commander, look out!
Get your hands up, Corey. You too, cadet.
Fucking rocket. It's Prince Baccarati.
Yes. Prince Baccarati, the real prince.
I knew you came just in time.
I got a buzz gun here, Corey, so don't attempt any heroics.
Yeah, well, you are. You do look like Baccarati.
Naturally. I'm his twin brother, Zoltan.
His twin brother? Well, I didn't know
Listen,
that...
Listen, all of you. There is only one thing my brother and I have in common. Our hatred of Commander Corey. With you out of the way, either of us could have ruled the United Planets.
That's flattering, Zoltan, but not necessarily true.
Oh, yes, it is. And I'm going to prove it now. The guard at the exit is unconscious. Sarkane and I can be out of here with my brother's secret records in just a few seconds. Get out of the line of fire, Sarkane. I am going to bless Corey and the cadet.
We'll return to Space Patrol in just a moment. You just shoot it. And whoo, watch it go. A direct hit every time. Because the cosmic rocket is guided by you from the trigger of its stainless steel launching gun. And that gun's got a special spring, powered for long-distance flights or short hops, up or down its 33-foot nylon cord. Play with a cosmic rocket launcher as often as you like. The rocket and its snap-on double-deck scout car are made of break-proof, shatter-proof plastic in beautiful colors, red and yellow. Launch it solo or with one of your pals. Set up your target, rig your sighting line, press the trigger, and away it flies like a shooting star. Hits the target and automatically launches the scout car. Super neat Senior George. That's the Cosmic Rocket Launcher. Easy to play with, easy to get. Ready with your pencils and papers, Space Patrollers? Here's how. Send a rice check or Wheat Chex box top, or send the special premium panel from the side of a Nestle's Quick Can or the lid, together with your name and address and 25 cents in coin, to Space Patrol, Box 686, St. Louis, Missouri. This offer good only in the USA and may be withdrawn at any time. Don't forget your 25 cents. That's Space Patrol, Box 686, St. Louis, Missouri. And now back to our Space Patrol adventure, The Image of Evil. In the records division of Space Patrol headquarters, Buzz and Happy cornered Aaron Sarkane in the act of stealing a file of secret documents on the arch-criminal Prince Baccarati. Baccarati's twin brother, Zoltan, surprised the space patrolman and is now threatening to destroy them with a blast gun.
Start toward the exit, Sarkane. I'll take care of Corey and the cadets.
Yes, Your Highness.
Commander, he's a living image of Prince Baccarati.
Yes, and just as evil.
No, Corey. I'm not evil. I'm only getting what was originally mine. My brother deprived me of my heritage. He misused the power he took from me. But with these records, I can find the fortune he hid. The treasure he concealed on half a dozen planets.
You're forgetting those papers are in code. A code that even our top cryptographers couldn't crack.
No, I shall have no trouble, Commander. For ages, the Baccaratis have had their own family secret.
Your Highness, let's get out of here.
In a moment, Sarkane.
Baccarati, why did you send Sarkane to my office to tell me he'd seen your brother on Mars?
This merely to create a confusion. I reasoned that if Prince Baccarati was being seen everywhere, you space patrollers would cease paying attention to any of the reports, and I could travel as I please.
Otherwise, you'd have to alter your appearance by plastic surgery.
Exactly. And that, of course, is unthinkable.
Why? Any change would be an improvement.
I can't expect a peasant to appreciate the noble countenance of a Baccarati. Look at this face. It has the Baccarati brow, the Baccarati nose, the Baccarati chin. I ask you, where have you seen anything like it?
On a pack rat in a Venus warehouse.
What's that?
The general alarm. And you won't be able to escape. The exit is locked.
That's impossible. I knocked the guard out with a ray gun.
If he doesn't ring in every 3 minutes, the alarm sounds and the exit's locked automatically.
You're trapped. I knew we shouldn't have come
in. Shut up, Sarkane. Commander Corey and Madeline has a master key. Search him.
Yes, Your Highness. I've got it. Now, let's get out of here.
Corey, I can't finish you with the blast gun. The guards would hear it. This ray gun will have to do for now. Now, Sarkane, let's get out of here.
By the time guards reach Buzz and Happy, Baccarati and Sarkane have escaped from the records division. An hour passes before the effects of the ray gun wear off, and Buzz is able to issue an all-planets alarm for Baccarati. Now, in his central office, Buzz picks off the spacophone and turns to Happy.
That's all they can do right now, Happy. But inside of an hour, every space patrol in the solar system will be looking for Zoltan Baccarati.
It's going to be tough on those doubles of his.
Well, they can easily prove who they are.
Well, the original Prince Baccarati was bad enough, but this twin of his, wow.
Zoltan may be worse. He feels that his brother gave him a raw deal, so he's out to make up for lost time.
I guess the first thing he'll try to do is pick up some of the money his brother stashed all around over the solar system. I mean, after he deciphers those coded papers he stole from the fire.
He'll probably lie low and have someone else pick up the money. But if the entire space patrol alerted, we'll get him eventually. Well, let's get to the spaceport.
Yes, sir.
Bring the data on the cosmic rocket launcher. I'll brief you while we're on the flight to Saturn.
Between orbits of Jupiter and Saturn, a private space cruiser follows a vector remote from the regular space lanes. Aaron Sarkane carefully watches the viewscope screens while Zoltan Baccarati barks instructions to his henchmen by spacophone.
Take care of that immediately. Remember, I will tolerate no mistakes. Baccarati out. You see, Sarkane, there is nothing to worry about. Soon I will have most of my brother's money. And with that, I can rule the universe.
But Corey knows you're right.
Corey is my chief obstacle. However, he will not oppose me for long. In a few hours, I will be rid of Corey for good.
Thank you, Your Highness. I don't like the idea.
Your opinion means nothing to me, Sarkane. You are like most men, ruled by fear, limited by a lack of imagination. But I am a Baccarat. Remember, what is an obstacle to an ant is not an obstacle to an eagle. And I, Sarkane, am an eagle.
Yes, Your Highness.
In a few hours, Corey will be out beyond the Saturn orbit, casting the cosmic rocket. There is my opportunity to destroy him. One of my spies on Saturn has given me the test vector Corey will use.
And you expect me to cast that old robot-controlled cruiser into the rocket?
It will be easy. Even if Corey sees the cruiser, he won't expect an attack. Suddenly, it will be upon him. And once the test ship is in range of the automatic target selector, the cruiser will crash into Corey's ship. He can't avoid it.
But suppose he blasts the cruiser before him?
That problem has been taken care of. All right, Harkin, take me to Jupiter. I'll wait there while you finish Corey. If you follow my instructions, your control ship will never be detected.
At the Saturn test base, Commander Corey and Cadet Happy are at the controls of the new rocket ship, ready for blastoff, making a final checkout.
Scout car relief mechanism in order, Commander.
Stand by for blastoff.
Standing by, sir.
Remember, the first man to recover from blackout presses the automatic space phone signal to notify base control.
Yes, sir.
And there's a green warning light from base operations center. The kickoff buzzer, press the rocket launching control. Up, ship and away. All right, Hap. I've already taken care of it.
Oh. Say, how long have I been out?
Take a look at the vector indicator.
Look, the rockets were nearly to the first test point.
Right. We've run under 8 G's acceleration for 30 minutes. I came to shortly after the automatic control cut down to 1 G.
There's Saturn moon number 8 in the viewscope, sir. That's our first objective, right?
Adjust the proximity release control for the scout car, huh?
Yes, sir. 1,000 G's.
You know the procedure?
Yeah. I board the scout car. After automatic ejection, I pilot the scout car to moon number 8, land, and then at a signal from you, I blast off and attach to the rocket ship again.
Right. Now wait, Hap. There's a ship crossing our test vector.
What are you doing out here? Hey, it's a private cruiser.
An odd place for a private cruiser to be. Thousands of DUs off the space line.
Hey, that pilot must be crazy. He suddenly changed vector right toward us.
He's not trying evasive action, so it's up to us. Fire starboard rockets.
Commander, he's still coming at us. He changed direction just when we did.
Yeah, that ship is a robot-controlled guided missile. Somebody's deliberately trying to wreck us.
Oh, good rocket.
If you don't blow up that cruiser, it's going to hit us. Stand by to fire space torpedoes.
Standing by, sir.
Fire number 1.
Commander, the firing controls are jammed. We're going to crash.
We've got one more trick.
How do you trick a missile?
To throw it a bone.
A bone?
The scout car. We release the scout car and then swerve suddenly. The robot seeker may hold on to the scout car.
We haven't much time, sir.
Release scout car.
There it goes, zooming out ahead of us.
Right for the robot. I'm going to change course.
It worked, Commander. The cruiser didn't swerve. It stayed right on the beam, headed for that scout car. Oh. Well, let's take care of the robot ship.
Yes. The cost of the scout car.
Am I glad you thought of ejecting the car? But I'm surprised the robot ship didn't keep on after us. After all, this ship is so much bigger than the scout car.
Yes, but when we shot the scout car on ahead, it returned stronger impulses to the robot guiding mechanism. And this ship did.
No, somebody certainly doesn't like us.
Yes, I'm anxious to know who it is. It must be fairly close. It'd have to be in order to have brought that robot ship exactly across our vector the way they did.
I'll cut on the viewscope scanner, sir.
Car came to Baccarat.
Baccarat here.
It worked, Your Highness. I just saw the explosion.
Very good. Now, come to Jupiter immediately. With Corey out of the way, we can start putting my friends in operation.
Wait. I just saw something in the viewport. I don't understand it. It's the rocket.
What?
It isn't even harmed. I saw the rocket. You crashed into it. I saw the explosion.
Corey must have fixed the space torpedo mechanism. It's blown after Roma.
Your Highness. I think he's stifled me. The ship is coming toward me. What do I do now?
That is up to you, Sarkey. From now on, you're on your own. Goodbye, Sarkey.
Your Highness, help me, please. Your Highness, please.
We're gaining on him, Commander.
Let's make a race out of it.
This torpedo mechanism fixed.
Keep working on it, Hap. I'll try to contact him. Manicori aboard test rocket ship CL-85, calling private cruiser class C now in 35-degree heading toward Saturn moon number 8. Acknowledge. Manicori calling private cruiser class C. I'm 5 DUs astern of you. Cut your rockets and prepare to be boarded.
You'll never come aboard this ship, Corey.
Commander, it's Sarkane.
Sarkane, is Baccarati aboard? Answer me.
We'll make a mark. If I tell you where to find Baccarati, will you give me a break?
I don't make deals with crooks.
Thank you, man. I'll tell you this. Never get aboard this ship.
Commander, I found the trouble. The firing mechanism is okay now.
Good. Then the torpedo over Sarkane's ship.
Yes, sir.
Sarkane, are you going to surrender? All right, fire number one here. How about it, Sarkane? We can come closer, you know. All right, have fire two.
No, wait, wait. I'll
hold it, man. All right, Sarkane, cut your rockets.
Yes.
If we join airlocks, come into this ship. And remember, we'll have ray guns ready, so don't try anything.
I won't, Commander. I give you my word.
That's a lot of assurance.
I mean, I won't give you any trouble. I'll tell you where you can find Baccarat. He's hiding out a few miles from Jupiter City. Thank you, Sarge.
Baccarat? He's been listening.
Wait.
Yes, Commander. I've been easy. I was disappointed to learn that my plan had failed. But the next time, you won't be so lucky.
Your twin brother tried to get me through, Baccarati. You know where he is. In fact, Baccarati, I guarantee that you and your brother will soon have a family reunion.
In just a moment, a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure. Brought to you by Rice Chex and Wheat Chex, the bite-sized cereals in the red and white checkerboard packages. Wind it up, put it in your pocket, take your own cosmic rocket launcher with you wherever you go. You can do it, Space Patrollers, because that slick-looking rocket and neat double-deck scout car are made of real, durable plastic. Swell bright colors, red and yellow. And don't forget, all 33 feet of that special nylon thread is breakproof. The launching gun is of sturdy stainless steel with long-distance power built right into it.
Right, Captain Tufeld. Space Patrollers, this is Commander Corey. I want every one of you to have this exact pocket-sized model of my own cosmic rocket launcher. Operates just like mine, too. A big 6-inch rocket whizzes down a nylon launching cord, hits a target, and automatically launches the double-deck snap-on scout car. And there's a space inside the scout car for important secret messages. Now, gang, listen while Captain Tufeld tells you how to get yours.
To get your cosmic rocket launcher, send a Rice Chex or Wheat Chex box top, or send the special premium panel from the side of a Nestle's Frick can or the lid, together with your name and address and 25 cents in coin, to Space Patrol, Box 686, St. Louis, Missouri. Don't forget your 25 cents. That's Space Patrol, Box 686, St. Louis, Missouri. And now, a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure. Buzz and Happy have trapped Prince Baccarati in his retreat on Neptune.
Keep it covered, Happy. If he makes one move, use your ray gun.
Yes, sir. What's that noise?
Nothing to be alarmed about.
Oh, my hand! The ray gun is red hot. I couldn't hold it.
Baccarati, what...
Commander, our gun's melted. Vaporized.
This blaster is still all right. And if either of you move, I'll be glad to prove it.
Be sure to join us next week for the thrilling story, The Phantom Visitors. Space Patrol, created by Mike Moser, starring Ed Kemmerer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston, produced and directed by Larry Robertson, executive producer Mike Devereaux. Other players were Bela Kovach, Norman Jolly, and Ken Mayer. Dick Tufeld speaking. Now, don't forget to tune in next Saturday and every Saturday for exciting action on Space Patrol! Space Patrol was brought to you today by Nestle's Quick for the greatest tasting chocolate milk and those famous Nestle chocolate bars. Be sure to see another exciting Space Patrol program on your local ABC television station. Consult your local paper for time and channel. This program is broadcast for Armed Forces Overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Space Patrol came to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.